Okay, the time is approaching 8 p.m. I'm up on an increasingly deserted north stand, the open stand, in the gated grounds. The crowd is on the pitch. The stewards have said they shouldn't be on the pitch because there's apparently some hurling to be played here tomorrow. And the scoreboard still reads Mayo 519, Limerick 3-7. So that's a bit of a thumping in any man's language. Good win for the lads. We won by, I think it was 18 points in the end. Not a perfect performance as you wouldn't expect it in round one of the qualifiers. We were a bit, I guess, uncoordinated, and I wouldn't say not quite sluggish, but just moves weren't coming off early on, and they got a penalty goal right at the beginning. Keith Higgins fouled in the square. Very good penalty by McSweeney. It needed to be a good one because it takes a lot to beat Clark even from the spot. He stuck it away nicely, and that gave a bit of interest to the game, I guess, because it gave them a platform to build on, but we snuffed it out pretty quick. Killian only needed 2 points to become the leading Mayo scorer of all time, and he got them pretty quick. So quick that I hadn't the camera out of my pocket. The ball was bouncing on the terrace before I had the camera out of my pocket for the historic one. And then he went on and he got, I still haven't counted it up, he scored 3 goals and possibly 10 points. It was a fantastic display by Killian, actually his best for a long, long time, you'd have to say. He really seemed to enjoy himself there today, and even particularly so when Andy Moran came on in the second half, because the two of them just ran riot. Half time we were 10 points to good, the game was over, the match seemed to be just dying a death, and then Limerick got a goal in the second half. We'd pulled further ahead, we got 4 points in the spin after they got the opening one in the second half, and then they got a really daft goal, from their point of view a fantastic goal. Seamus O'Carroll, a sub, was loitering inside unmarked. Keith stood off him and kind of walked away from him, and one of the Limerick lads had the ball out the field, looked up and then lashed this 50-yard ball, glorious pass in. Your man caught it, rounded David Clark and then stuck the ball in the net, and that really seemed to provoke us more than anything else. And once Andy came on and we ran at them, we just opened them up, and it was goal after goal. We scored 3 goals in succession. And Andy and Killian seemed absolutely intent on reprising again and again the goal in the semi-final replay against Kerry, because they did several attempts at it, batting the ball in. Killian, utterly unselfish, he had scored 3 goals at that stage, was put in for a fourth, and he played it back for Andy to bat in, and then Andy lashed in a fifth. So we were absolutely out of sight in the end, and it was nice to see the way the guys just didn't go lackadaisical at the end and kept pummeling them, and really put up a cricket score at the end. So that's it. All we needed to do was win, but we won very well, and that's good. That will give us a bit of momentum going into round two. It's in the lap of the gods who we get in the draw. I think we could hope for another easy one. I think a few easy games would be no harm at all in terms of getting the lads up to speed. But you know, it's a good win. It helps to give us a bit of movement in this championship, and we now go on to the draw on Monday morning and see who we get in round two. Okay, that's from the Gaelic grounds on a gorgeous summer Saturday evening. Okay, that's it.